Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Nativity of our Lord. Did you see the movie St. Clair did? I'm not speaking about the movie some of you may be thinking of, now showing in a theater near you, but the real Nativity. St. Clair, the contemporary of St. Francis of Assisi, the foundress of the Ladies of Poverty, was bedridden for many years in her convent cell, and one Christmas earnestly desired to be able to assist at midnight Mass, but she could not. And as she lay there in her bed, praying, she saw the entire Nativity of our Lord on the wall of her convent cell. What a movie that must have been. When I think of this story, I am always intrigued that she saw not the midnight Mass, which was going on in the convent chapel, in the cloister, but the Nativity of our Lord. And doesn't that make perfect sense? Because the Mass is Bethlehem as well as Calvary, Christ's birth as well as his death. Now, that other movie, some of you perhaps, innocently enough, went in to see this Advent, is, I am told, a rather gray and sad affair, sordid both in color and in tone. Sin almost predominates, and thus, in that non-Catholic worldview, joy is stripped away, and the supernatural is not to be found. Everything seems to be steeped in the misery of sin. And there's no grace, they say, in that movie, because there is no one who is full of grace. The movie bears the mark of a non-Catholic. And I'm not prejudiced as I say this, but it is the truth that only a Catholic could begin to make such a movie, that this current film has none of the majesty or the beauty, the dignity of the true story. Instead, we are given, and it pains me to give one detail about it, a miserly Saint Anne and a Saint Joseph who's a rude carpenter and a lovesick youth, and a trendy teen for the Virgin Mary, a kind of a sulky adolescent who complains that she's not in love with St. Joseph, so how could she marry him? A girl who's chosen seemingly by chance and nothing else to be purely the physical mother of our Lord and nothing more. Now, none of this should surprise us, that Hollywood should so treat the Son of God and his Immaculate Virgin Mother. But what would surprise us, perhaps, is that this movie had its world premiere last month in the Vatican. And as the Immaculate Conception and the Virgin Birth were implicitly denied, bishops and cardinals and priests and nuns sat there and applauded. You may be wondering at this point, isn't this rather an odd topic for a Christmas sermon, a film review that perhaps many of you have never even seen. But I think this odd vehicle takes us to the very heart of Christmas, why God became a man in order somehow to make good out of evil. So we too, thank God it is so, surrounded by all of these dangers to our supernatural faith, can be strengthened in the very face of all of these temptations. By surveying the damage that is done to doctrine by just this kind of a film, we can strive to make repair, to make reparation. One writer says that the word reparation is the most beautiful word in the English language. And it came to me at the chanting of Matins this evening, how true that is. Our Lord came, today a true light hath shone. We sing in one of the many responsories of that service. A light has shone from heaven, a new redemption, and an ancient reparation. To repair the damage done to God's glory and man's soul by sin. It was for this that this child is born this night. And all of it begins with her, the Virgin, the ever-Virgin, Mother of God, she who from the first instant of her existence crushed the head of the old serpent, the devil. Our Blessed Lady at Fatima, or sometime thereafter, speaking to the privileged surviving seer, Sister Lucy, asked for the five first Saturdays to be kept sacred to her and told us how we should do it. Five. She said, because there are five ways that men offend my Immaculate Heart, just as there are five wounds on the body of our Savior, so to these offenses stand out as so many wounds on the body of the mystical Christ. But by our reparation, we could take these offenses, these wounds, and make them, as some saints have seen Christ's wounds, to shine like five suns. The first is that of offenses, blasphemies, against the Immaculate Conception. Just this kind of a movie I'm speaking about this evening implicitly denies that Our Lady is the most noble and the most perfect and the most virtuous of all of God's children. Teaching that Our Lady could or would sin. There's a silly scene in this movie in which she says no to her mother, Saint Anne. Could you imagine that? Or answers defiantly to her father, Saint Joachim, and storms out of the house. And then she is shown as well to be subject in giving birth to pain, which is one of the chief punishments of original sin, from which she is exempt. The second offense for which Our Lady asks reparation is blasphemy against her virginity. By solemnly defying Catholic doctrine, my dear faithful, you and I believe with all of our hearts that Our Blessed Lady was a virgin before giving birth, was a virgin during giving birth, and was a virgin after she gave birth. She is a perpetual virgin, the Mother of God. And this truth, too, sadly, is denied by this film. Our Lady gave birth in ecstasy and in joy. And our blessed Lord, the saints tell us, passed through her, his mother, like light through a window pane. She who is the Mother of God is also the mother of men. The third offense denies this truth. That movie and so many people's ideas about Our Lady depict her as just another woman chosen, I say it, at chance. Our Lady did give birth to all of us at Calvary, mystically, in blood, her son's precious blood, and in pain, the pain of her own sorrowful heart rent in two. She, the new Eve, is the mother of all of the living, and she is our mother too. The fourth complaint, I think, perfectly describes the work of this film and so much false teaching of heresy for so many centuries. For those who try publicly to implant in children's hearts, and who's most affected by a movie, if not a child, indifference, contempt, and even hatred against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And lastly, Our Lady complained about those who directly insult her sacred image. A movie which presents so warped an image of the purest of creatures is surely doing just that. It is the equivalent of someone walking up to the Virgin Mary and slapping her in the face. That is what is done by these kinds of films and these kinds of false teachings, which unfortunately are held by so many who claim the name of Christian. And here, those of the new religion applaud the film as wholesome holiday fare, a slap in the face to the Mother of God. In a sense, the very essence of Christmas is that which I will solemnly intone in a moment at the Gloria. Gloria in excelsis Deo. The choir continues, et in terra pax hominibus, boni voluntatis. Peace on earth. Peace to men of goodwill. As the last ages began, at the very commencement of the war-filled 20th century, and towards the end of the First World War, Almighty God sent his mother to hold out an olive branch to all of mankind, if only we would pray and pray the rosary and offer reparation as Jesus first did in his incarnation, why, there would be peace. The very purpose of our Lord coming to earth was to offer reparation. And you and I, before we leave this earth, are called to make it a better place and to bring peace by offering reparation for all of the damage that has been done. For a little push in that direction, I've got just a little gift for each one of you tonight. I'm going to send you home with an inexpensive rosary. and I ask you to take the rosary home with you, Catholic or non-Catholic. I've just now blessed those beads. And put it wherever you might need it most. Sometimes we find ourselves without our rosary when the time comes, but put it most of all between your fingers. If you have plenty of rosaries, then today, Christmas, give it to someone else and perhaps explain how it works, the rosary, how it gives glory to God in the highest, and on earth it will bring peace to man. God's glory in the highest in heaven is assured. He is surrounded by angels and his mother and his son and all of the saints. But man's peace on earth rests on a far shakier foundation. If only you would honor her heart, if only some of you who have never, ever done so yet would make in this new year, if God gives it to us, the five first Saturdays. The first, January 6th, Twelfth Night, Epiphany. And after that, just four more. And I'll walk you through it and explain the little things we have to do, and it's not too much. What a difference that could make. If only you, even though we may not ever see each other again, would take that rosary I'm giving you tonight home with you and use it. What a difference that would make for the peace of the world. Now, what about that original movie? I mean, the one that St. Clair saw, The Nativity. As I go back to the altar now, we will see it tonight. Oh, not as in the Novus Ordo or the mega churches. Some big screen is not going to be descending upon the sanctuary. Don't worry at all, dear faithful, about that. But some big screen is not going to be descending in our sanctuary, because we Catholics don't need it. You see, every time we close our eyes and clasp those beads and consider the mystery, the third joyful, the nativity in the light of our faith, we see all that we need to of the birth of God's Son. And when we open our eyes and follow the priest as he ascends to God's altar and begins the august sacrifice of the Mass, we see what happened at Bethlehem. You and I will see on this altar that gentle virgin queen, silent, shy, full of majesty, escorted by her prince of the royal house of David. And the two of them and their donkey, attended by holy poverty and countless angels. They travel to Bethlehem, and there they seek shelter in a cave. Animals alone make them welcome. Saint Joseph, having prepared the place as best he could, falls into an ecstasy of prayer, and Our Lady, kneeling sweetly, joyfully, gives birth to God's Son. And immediately, she adores. And angels come and sing to shepherds of God's glory and the promise of peace, and summon those shepherds, and they come running with their gifts to the stable. They too kneel and they adore. Bethlehem, the Nativity, the Mass, the Rosary. Angels call you to hasten, adore, repair the damage that has been done. Give glory to God in the highest through her, his mother, so that at the last and finally there may be upon the earth peace. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.